Okay. Be'ezras Hashem, B'li Neder. Let's continue to finish Shas together. And like every night, tonight's learning is dedicated to Nishmas of Yemori, Harav David Tzvi ben Harav Yosef. And in that respect, certainly a special kavod to have the Siyum and Tinek, to have Imi Morasi, my mom here, together with my brother, Daniel. We both started Daf Yomi in memory of our father, who used to learn the Daf Yomi and the Mishnah Yomi and the Halacha Yomi and so many different Yomis. And every day we learn it's Le'il Nishmas Dad. And Baruch Hashem, Daddy had such a special part in this chevra. So many people joined because of their association with Dad. So think about all the zechuyos, how many people there's, and it's not just this group. There's probably another 10, 15, 20 people who listen during the day who are not here. So amazing every morning, so connecting when, you know, as the chevra knows, I say it all the time, and Mom certainly knows also that. On that last day when Rabbi Adler came in and shared that vart of that vart about Hamakom Yenachem Eschem, I knew right away, I was looking for the excuse to start the Daf Yomi. I started, it wasn't going so well.
Because you had so much free time.
I started, it wasn't going so well. And then when I called up and asked to say a shiur in the shul, and the chevra came, so now it's been unbelievably more than 3 years of learning together. So many of us learning together for more than 3 years. I can't even believe it, Baruch Hashem. And all really in the merit of my father. So it's really special to have Mom here. Again, we can talk about Dad for a long time, but the truth is, this just the get-together by itself is so special, and so many people here connected to my father in so many different ways. So it's just so special that we're continuing his memory through Talmud Torah, through continuing his Mesorah, as we'll speak about maybe in a few moments. Poskim b'chvod ha'achsanya. We always start with the honor of the guest, the honor of the host, Dov and Rina Emerson, Harav Dov Binyamin Mishneir Zalman Dunn, HaKohen, and Rina, who are hosting us tonight. Baruch Hashem, this is a house that hosts a lot of people for a lot of simcha and for a lot of things, and Harav Dov and I go back a very long way since NC Swaikolo. I remember watching Harav Dov teach. I said, Rav Dov, when you're ready to go into chinuch, I want you to give me a call. I watched him teach, so kachaya, kachava. And we've had a very special relationship ever since. And it's a zchus to have to see him. We give the Emersons a bracha. They should always make Torah simcha in the house. The house should always be an achsanya shel Torah. Always be a host of Torah for the whole family. And thank you so much for putting all the siyum together. Thanks really to the whole New Jersey chevra. You know, I felt we all the five townspeople, we felt that if the Jersey chevra keeps on schlepping every siyum, they keep schlepping out to the five towns. So we're going to take a road trip and we're going to do a home and home series. And we should make the trip. I mean, my car automatically knows how to go to Teaneck by itself. But most people in the five towns think Israel is actually closer than Teaneck. Because Israel, it's 20 minutes to JFK and you're there. But by us, it's like to get to Teaneck is, you know, over the bridge, forget it. You know, nobody goes. But so we really thank the chevra from the local chevra from coming. Really such a beautiful crowd together celebrating. Celebrating Torah, celebrating a study of Torah. You know that that the Seder night, Rav Soloveitchik thought that the Seder night is very, very much, the whole goal of the Seder night is to pass on Emunah to our children, is to pass on faith, to pass on Emunah and Klai, Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that they to have the chain, the links of the Mesorah strengthened. It's the whole goal of Pesach night. Rav Soloveitchik pointed to many times Pesach night where we see the importance of Talmud Torah, because if you want to transmit Yiddishkeit to the next generation, Rav Soloveitchik, at least in his world, it couldn't be without Talmud Torah, it couldn't be without Torah study. That's why Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, before you say the four sons, you say Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanasan Torah Baruch Hu. It's Rav Soloveitchik, it was the Berachas HaTorah. And I heard recently, actually my son-in-law told me that from the Talmud Rebbe Yerushalayim, Jonah, many of you know, told me from the Talmud Rebbe Yerushalayim that why we say Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, you should say, eat matzah. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, you should eat matzah. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, drink the four cups. Every mitzvah is Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. What's so special about the Arba Banim that it starts with Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu? So he quoted from the Talmud Rebbe Yerushalayim that if a parent really wants to be successful in transmitting Torah to his children. So he has to be a person who's always saying, Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanas Natan Amarisol, Baruch Hu. Dafka, when it comes to transmitting Torah to the Chacham, the Rasha, the Tam, the Ein Adi Elisha, right there, you got to say, Baruch Hashem, you got to say, everything's great, Yiddishkeit is great, Torah is great. Such a person who walks around thinking, Torah is great, Yiddishkeit is great, it's all fantastic, that's the person who's going to be able to teach his kids, because the house will be a house of Simcha, the house will be a house of Torah, the house will be a house of excitement, a house that's saying Baruch Hashem all the time. That's when you can communicate to the Chacham, to the Rasha, the Tam, and the Elisha. And Baruch Hashem, that's the house that Daniel and I had the tremendous privilege to grow up in. It was a house of Baruch Hashem. It was a house of Gevaldik Yiddishkeit. It was Gevaldik Yiddishkeit. It was fantastic. It was always special. It was always positive. It was the house was always positive. It was always besimcha. And Baruch Hashem, that's how we have the privilege of transmitting, continue to transmit the Mesorah that Daddy Olav Shalom and Yibadol Mechaim L'chaim, Mom. We have the tzchus to continue to pass over that type of a Yiddishkeit of joy, Yiddishkeit of Torah, of Talmud Torah to the children and grandchildren. So Baruch Hashem, the Daf Yomi is so much a continuation of everything that our family had. And like I said, such a tzchus to have Mom here. And again, thanks to the whole Tinek Chevra who are hosting us, and a Chevra that's built on, you know, I said the Seder night is full of Talmud Torah. The whole Arami Yovi Dovi, the main part of the Seder, is all about Talmud Torah. Drushes from the Sefri. We tell the Ben Chacham, Kilchos HaPesach. The Gros says, Ad Kilchos HaPesach. Up until Afikomen. Tell them all the halachas. You got to teach the kids. You teach the Ben Chacham all the halachas until Afikomen, all the way till the end. Because Talmud Torah is such an important part of the Seder. Because if you want to give over what Yiddishkeit's all about, which is the Seder's all about, so Talmud Torah is such an important part. And again, all of us who get together, most of us in the morning, some of us who listen later, who get together to start our day off in a Chabura of Talmud Torah, we have no idea what this means for our kids, what this means for our families, that our families know that this is important to us, that we start the day every morning with learning, that right away in the morning, we before we do anything else, we make that push towards Talmud Torah. Ki him chayenu v'orach yameinu. It gives us a whole different life. It gives our families a whole different life. It gives our wives and our children and our mishpachas a whole different life that we have this chus to learn Torah together. So maybe we'll learn the last few lines of Nazir, and then I want to say something just about Nazir, because I think that Nazir has a tremendously important lesson to teach all of us. So now, but before we go on, tonight's learning is also sponsored. We initiate a lot of other people. Yaakov, you got to do it again. We want to thank the sponsors of tonight's Siyum. Thank you. First of all, Stephen Grossman is sponsoring L'Zeichah Nishmas, his father's 18th Yahrzeit. Aaron Rafael Ben Yehuda Leib. Wow, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. Dr. Joe, the great Dr. Joe, it's his father's third Yahrzeit tonight. It's tonight, right, Dr. Joe? The Yahrzeit is tonight. His father's third Yahrzeit, Nechemya Ben Yaakov Label. Tzvika is sponsoring in honor of a Rabbi K in the Daf Yomi Chevra. Chana Chenach, Hamachunim B'Shem Kori, is sponsoring in honor of all the Chevra that schlepped out to New Jersey for the Siyam.
Yeah.
And L'Zeich Anishmas, Rav David Tzvi Ben Rav Yosef, Rav Zalman, is sponsoring from West Orange. Rav Zalman made the trip from West Orange, is sponsoring in memory of his mother, Yehudas Bas Yaakov. And of course, Yaakov Apfelbaum is also sponsoring Le'il Nishmas Nachman Daniel Ben Arye Tzvi, who's also such an important part of our learning at all time. And it's always great to have Arye Tzvi part of the Chevra, and we remember Lutov Nachman Daniel, and all the learning should also be a zechus for his neshama, as it is every Siyum. Yaakov joins us in sponsoring, and all the learning that we do is also in memory of Dani. And such a special group, and all the neshamas should have an aliyah, and we should just continue to study Torah together, to be mechazik each other, to be mechazik our families, and that this learning should really be ozuchos for all of our families and all of our children going forward. So let's learn the last. We did the Mishnah this morning, but we'll do the Mishnah again. It's a beautiful Mishnah. And it's got a lot to do with what I want to talk about anyway. So I think it'd be a nice idea. We should just learn the Mishnah together. Says the Mishnah, the last Mishnah on the bottom of Samuel Gav Amid Aleph. Nazir Haya Shmuel. Shmuel, the prophet Shmuel, was a Nazir. Kedivrei Rabbi Nehoroi. These are the words of Rabbi Nehoroi. Shneamar. How do we know Shmuel was a Nazir? Because when Chana was davening, and for a child, so she said, Umora lo yala rosh Hashem. If you give me a child, Umora lo yavla rosho. Mora is from a language of something that throws something off. It's a razor. A razor will not go on his head. Now, how do we know that Mora refers to a razor? Nemar b'Shimshon. When it comes to Shimshon, who is for sure a Nazir, Nemar b'Shimshon, the Nevuah, the Malach, tells Shimshon's mom, Hinach harav yolad ben u'mora lo yara lo yala rosho. And there is clearly a Nazir. And Nemar b'Shmuel, u'mora lo yala rosho. So it sounds very obvious. Ma mora amur b'Shimshon Nazir. Just like the Mora referred to by Shimshon, it means that he can't shave his hair with a razor. Af mora amur b'Shmuel Nazir. So when he says u'mora lo yala rosho, clearly it means he's going to be a Nazir. And in fact, he was a Nazir. Amar Rabbi Yossi, no, nothing doing. Shmuel was not a Nazir. Amar Rabbi Yossi, you read the pasuk wrong. V'halo ein mora ella shel basar v'dam. When Chana was davening mora lo yava arosho, it didn't mean anything about Naziris. Nothing about a razor. Mora doesn't mean a razor. It doesn't mean Naziris. What she meant is she wants him not to be scared, either mora from a language of scare, but some of the achorim say that would be with an aleph, so what's with a hay for? So mora lo yava arosho means that moros, that someone who's a strong person will not bother him. That others, he'll be strong, a good Jewish leader, and he won't be scared of other moros, of other mora lo yava rosho. That a moros means rulership, means leadership, means a strong leadership. So other strong leaders, they won't bother him. So Rabbi Norai says back to Rabbi Yossi, what are you talking about? Amal Rabbi Norai. So Rabbi Norai said to him, V'alo kvar nemar, what do you mean? V'yomer Shmuel eich elech v'shama shol v'hargeni. So the pasuk says Shmuel actually was scared of other people. He did worry about. He said, how could I go and listen and anoint David as the king? If Shol hears about this, he's going to kill me. Shekvar hayolav mora shol basar v'dam. Now if Chana davened for it, all the other things that Chana davened for came true. So if Chana davened that he shouldn't be scared of anybody else, and here you see he was scared of anybody else, so it can't mean that the pasuk meant umoral yava roshi. It must mean that he was a Nazir. So Rabbi Norai said, I'm right. So I want to wish a good evening to Rav Dov Binyamin Mishneir Zalman Dan HaKohen, and to Aryeh Tzvi, and to Stephen, and to Yisrael Moshe, and to David Yoshua, and to Harav Eliezer Dov, and to Tzvika, and to Dr. Joe and Rav Zalman, and to Yaakov, give it to me again, Shmuel, okay, Chanach, and Reb Mordechai, and we really, like I said, and Daniel Isaac also, we thank you for joining, and also to Yitzhak Aryeh, and Dr. Ron, and Ruben from Harrisburg, and Avram David, back in the mirror, wood mirror. Anyway, okay, here we go. Says the Gemara, Amar le Rav l'chia b'rei. So Rav said to his son Chia, Chatof uberich. If there's a bunch of people benching together, it's a good idea for you to try to be the guy who leads the benching. You should try to be the one who's being most of the other people in benching. V'chein Amar le Rav huna le Rav b'rei, Chatof uberich. That there's more reward for the people who are the person who's actively involved in the benching, as opposed to everybody else who's just sitting around listening. You should always be active in your Yiddishkeit. Don't be someone who's passive in Yiddishkeit. You should be active. We already said a thank you to Rebbetzin Arena. Thank you. We appreciate it. Now that you're here, we appreciate it so much. Ask the Gemara, is that really true? That the one who's leading the benching is a higher level, gets more reward. L'meimer d'mavarech adif. It's true that somebody who is actually saying the benching, as opposed to people who are listening to the benching and answering amen, he's better. Vatanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gadol ha'ona amen, Yoser min ha'mevarech. No, the person who's answering the amen and listening to the benching, he's even greater than the person making the benching. V'amalo Rabbi Nahorai, and Rabbi Nahorai said to Rabbi Yossi, Hashamayim. He swears by the heavens, Hashemayim is usually a language of swearing, Kahu, you're right, that someone answering Amen is greater than the one making a bracha. What's his proof? Teda, Shahre Goliarim, the soldiers, the simple soldiers who fight on the front lines. You don't put your best soldiers on the front line. Goliarim, the simple soldiers, Misgarim b'mochama. So they fight first, V'giborim, but the real strong people are the ones right behind the front lines, Notzchim. They're the ones who really win the war. So Soto over here, the guy who makes the bracha, he just starts it off. But the guy who answers Amen, he finishes it off, and he's going to get more schar. We'll get back to this in a minute. Answers the Gemara, well, Tanoihi, you're right. This is in fact a dispute amongst the Tanoim. The Sadi learned in the Braisa, Echad ha-mevarech, v'echad ha-ona Amen, b'mashma, Ella shememarin lamavarech tchila. That both a person who makes a bracha gets reward, and the person who answers amen gets reward, but the higher level of reward goes to the one who's actively making the bracha. So this Tana holds that the mavarech is actually more than the one amen. Now, so the Gemara here says, so a couple of words from the Marsha. First, the Marsha, now you have a Marsha on the sheet, but that's not the Marsha I'm getting to yet. We'll get to that Marsha in a minute. What does that have to do with Nazir? Gevaldik, I'm so happy you asked. I planted that question. The brothers, we know. Now, actually, you could take a look at the sheet that I prepared for you, the sheet that I prepared on the first side. Gadol ha'ona amen. So, zam, the person who answers amen is greater than the person who actually makes the bracha. Zam amar yikabarek elu dvar, as Daniel asked, the Marsha asked Akasha. This really belongs in brachas. Kisham vade mekomo amasiz de'ona amen achar yisrael ha'mavar. Aval hachal l'shayach klal. It's not shayach here at all. Listen to the Marsha's amazing pshat. V'yesh l'chavin b'zeh l'fi. Shemizonosav shel adam kashim kekriyas yamsuf. So the mizonos of a person are actually the first daf of Sota. We're going to learn tomorrow morning. The first daf of Sota has zivugim are kashim kekriyas yamsuf, and both of these gemaras are psachim kuf yud ches. But it's also nazir samach vav and Sota daf beis. But so we know that mizonos shel adam just for a person to make a parnasa is difficult like kriyas yamsuf. Valkein siva kadosh baruch hu. If you make brachos with kavana, says the Marsha, you will have your parnasa berevach. You'll have blessings because you appreciate that everything you have comes from Hashem. You make brachos, you appreciate what you have. So then you'll be able to get parnasa berevach. Ve'elu abrachos heim hamalitzim yosher v'sanigorim tovim l'neged hamakashigim u'lezeh dima abrachos ma'ani asamin l'gol yorin hamisgarim l'giborim hamanatzkin l'mulchama. So first of all, he wants to know why does he compare making brachos to soldiers fighting a battle? Right, that's the Gemara says, that making brachos is like soldiers. Why is that? Because he says, our brachos are actually fighting a battle for us. It's fighting a battle against all those forces that say, maybe you don't deserve parnasa. Maybe you don't deserve so much. But when you make brachos and you show your appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you make a bracha, you really don't just throw it out of your mouth. But you think about the bracha. You actually make it with kavana. That's fighting all of the people that are preventing you from getting all the shefa bracha in Shammai. Ki hu mamish kemo shekasavti shabrachos hein hagol yorin. That's the fighters, the foot soldiers. Va'ani yasamin hem hagiborim. So you have the front line soldiers and then you have the giborim. So says the Marsha now, Danzas Kasha, what in the world does all this have to do with the end of Nazir? This was the secret of the Nazirus of Shmuel and Shimshon. Ki ha-Nazirus u-Precious hu dibuk eloka. Because what is Nazirus and Precious? It's connecting yourself to Hashem. It's saying, I'm swearing off Gashmius. That's going to be the whole topic that I want to talk about. Is swearing off Gashmius actually a good thing? You knew that swearing off Gashmius would have to make its way into this discussion. But is swearing off Gashmius a good thing? Is Nazirus, that a Nazir is taking by himself not to drink wine, and not to let his hair grow long, not to take haircuts. Is that a good thing? So the Marsha seems to say yes, because Hanaziris, I'm pretty sure, saying I'm going to remove myself from the gashmius of the world, so I can attach myself more to Hashem. Who dibuk alakak? Moshe Kosev lahaz neder Nazir lahazir l'Hashem. That's what the pasuk says. V'hu nosin koach ugvura bepamal yeshamal lashpil os adam koach ugvura neged amakatrigim. So making brachos and taking a neder of nazirus accomplish the same thing, because a person takes a neder of nazirus, he says, I'm not going to be all about the gashmius, I'm going to be connected to Hashem more. I'm connected to Hashem. Kmo shekasem afurish b'shimshon umor lo yale ki nazir elokim v'hu yachel lo shi'as Yisrael. Because Shimshon was a Nazi, he was given special power, special koach to be able to save Klal Yisrael. So that gave him gvura. That's what gave Shimshon his strength. The fact that he was a Nazi, he was more connected to Hashem. Hashem gave him more strength. So too, a person makes brachas, Hashem gives you more shefa bracha. The more you're connected to Hashem, the more shefa bracha you get. Shmuel was a Nazir, he got special powers. Rabbi Noray Yalef Begzera Shavah L'Shmuel came. Kedemashra Nam B'Kroish, Eslicha Yisrael B'Mocham Al Yadav. Klal Yisrael was zocha to beat up on the Plishtim because of Shmuel's gvura. Rabbi Yosef, the Palavei Vada Imekir Zimidib Shuto, he also agrees. Mashri Gluch Sar, etc. So, and let's read the last line. Let's read the last line in the Masechta because it's going to connect to what I want to say. Actually, let's hold off for a minute. We'll hold off one more minute. So, the Marashah here is saying that to separate yourself from Gashmias, of wine, a Nazir is a great thing. The Torah calls him a Kadosh. A Kadosh. Kadosh Yeh. He's a Kadosh. Sounds like it's a very good thing. Now, it's interesting. If you look at the examples of Nazir in Tanakh, how many examples of Nazir do we have in Tanakh? We have three examples. Avshalom, hardly a great role model for people. Shimshon, I don't know. And you have Shmuel. Okay. One out of three is actually a fantastic role model. So you see, even from the Dmuyos of Tanakh, it's not totally so clear. And we, of course, have all learned together over the last 65 daf, we've learned together a lot of contradictory sort of thoughts about Naziris. That's what I want to talk about a little bit at the Siyum, just for a few more moments. I want to talk about this contradictory, this dialectical nature of Naziris. We learned, you can look in the sources, on Nazir, daf, Yotes Amid Aleph. Nazir Yotes, we learned, Rav Elazar HaKapa B'Rebi Omer, Matam Alomer V'Chipar Alomer She'chota Ala Nefesh. V'Chibi'ez Nefesh Chota Zeh. The Torah says about a Nazir, he has to atone, he's got to bring a carbon to atone, because he's a sinner. He's a sinner. What's his sin? Ella? Shetzir Atzvo Minayayin. No. Nazir is not a great thing, Kuntar Blazar Kaber. It's actually a bad thing. Hashem gave you wine to enjoy the world within your sin. You can't drink any wine. Shetzir Atzvo Minayayin. Kavachomer. Mazesh Lizav El Minayayin is a sinner. A person who takes upon him fast Kavachomer is a sinner. And then we learned the other famous Gemara Nadarim, which I think is also a Nazir. Mordechai, I think it's also a Nazir, right? Shimon HaTzadik. I just didn't have a chance to actually look up where it was. But it's in the Dorm Testament base. I only partook from one Nazir's carbon. Because one guy came from the south. Remember the story? I saw he was very good looking and he had nice hair and he's playing with his hair. I said to him, why are you taking myself to be a Nazir when you're shaving off all your hair? He said, well, I was a shepherd and I went to go fill up water and I looked at how good looking I looked in the water. Upachas la Yitzhim, my Yitzhahar said, maybe I should go do some Aveiros because I'm so good looking. So I said to myself, Russia, why are you being so arrogant that you're going to end up being eaten by the worms? I'm going to shave off all my hair for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So many of the Mefarshim, so I kissed him, said Shimon HaTzadik, and I said, you're a legit Nazir. Is mashma, everybody else who's a Nazir, is not a legit Nazir. This guy, one guy, he has a big Yetzirah, so he needs to be a Nazir. But most normal people, it's not a good thing. Hashem gave you wine to enjoy, it's not a good thing. The Netziv further in the next source in Parshas Naso writes, Ishki Yafli, right? It says about another, Ishki Yafli, Lindor Nezer, Nazir Lahaz Lashem. It's a Pella. Yafli. Nezir is called a Pella. What's the Pella, says the Netziv? Kvar Biyarnu, Parshas Emor, Parshas Bechos Hashem, Mashmo, Shosadav Lemitzvah, Veino Leratzon Lashem. Wow. There's a mitzvah, but Hashem's not happy with the mitzvah. You ever hear such a thing? There's a mitzvah in the Torah, Nazir is a mitzvah, but God, that's the Pella. That's the Pella of Nazir, says the Nazir. What's the Pella? That there's a mitzvah in the Torah. It's almost like your fast Torah, right? It sounds like your fast Torah. What's that?
Melech.
Hold on. We'll get to a melech in a minute. Yeah, like a melech also. Like, there's a mitzvah, very good, to appoint a king. But Hashem says, maybe I don't really want you. It was only because Klal Yisrael complained they wanted a king. So Nazir is a Pella because it's a mitzvah that Hashem doesn't want. So all these sources sound like these sources that we just learned sound like Naziris is actually not such a good thing. Hashem wants you to enjoy. And yet, the Ramban in the next source, V'tam achatos, Shiakam anozer, the Ramban says, why does anozer bring a chatos? Beyond Melos Mein Nizer, Lonis Parish, says the Ramban. Nobody understands why he's bringing chatos. What was his sin? I thought it was a good thing that he's doing. What's the sin? Alterach hapshat. Ki yesh hazeh chot enafshi, you know what the sin of the Nazir is? B'melos ha-Naziris. Ki yu'at ha-Nazir miktushaso v'avodas Hashem. V'roi ha-Elo shi'azir la'olam. V'yamun kol yomav Nazir v'kadosh le'lokav. Like the Pasuk says in Amos. V'akim ibneichem le'navim v'bacharechem le'nazir. He's comparing a Nazir to a Navi. Hesha ha-Kazal le'Navi. Kol yomav Nazir kadosh le'Hashem. Minehu tzarech kapara. B'shuvo li'tamei b'tavas ha-olam. Wow. Says the Ramban, why are you a sinner? Because once you're a Nazir, you should have been a Nazir forever. Once you're on this high madrega, what are you ending it for? The sin is not the Nazirus. The sin is the fact that you're ending the Nazirus. So that's why you're a sinner, because you're going back to regular life now. You're going back to your life of wine. That's the sin. So you got to bring a chatas at the end of your Nazirus, because you're going back to your life of wine. So says the Ramban. And the Ibn Ezra says, Yafli is Yafrish or Yasadav Repele, ki rova olam holcha machar tavasim. Most of the world likes to drink wine very much. Most of the world drinks and drinks and drinks, and you're a Nazir? That's the Pele. What's the Pele? You're going against the whole world. You're going against the whole world. The whole world is drinking and drinking and drinking, and you're going against, that's the Pele, says the Ibn Ezra. From the Ramban and the Ezra, and he first says Nazir, is vi Nazru. It's like a crown. Nazir Elokim, it's like a crown, like a king. He says elsewhere that you're like a king, that you're being moilich on your taivas. Rabbeinu Bechayev, al derech hapshat, who's our nazim in ayayin? Ki kol ha-nim shacharav, nim shachar ha-taivas. And brings you to sins. So, and you have to let your hair grow long, because that's going to show you that you're not so good looking. You don't let the hair grow long, so it's going to be moilich the daiga. V'yibel libo nichna vodas Hashem, you'll be menuvel besaro. So that'll cause you to separate yourself from doing averis. So which is it, Rabosai? Which is it? We saw many sources that seem to say that Naziris is bad, right? Rav Elazar Kapper said he's called a sinner because he's Chotatzman, he's Tziratzman Ayayin. And Rabbi Shimon said only one guy is a good Nazir, everybody else is bad. And then Nitziv says it's a Pel Hashem doesn't want, and yet the Ramban and Ibn Ezra take the opposite approach. So maybe we could suggest, based on the very last line of the Masechta, let's now read the very last line in the Masechta. Let's try to make a little peace between these Tamidei Chacham. Let's try to make a little bit of peace. The very last line in the Masechta. Amar Lazar Mechanina Tamidei Chacham Mar Mishalom Ba'olam Shneimar V'chol Banayich Tamudei Hashem Rav Shalom Banayich. So when I was younger, I was always told that what this means is Tamidei Chachamim, even though it looks like they're arguing, but really, it's possible to make peace between them. So we just presented two perspectives on the Nazir. So maybe the Ksava Kabbalah. Again, some places it says, right? I think it's the Gra has a remez that the word Banayich, there are actually four Masechtas in Shas that end with this statement. What are the four Masechtas in Shas? Brachos, Nazir, Yevamos, and Krisus. Banayich. That's how to remember. They all end with this last line of this Gemara. So Tamich Amar, so let's look at the last source on the page. Ksava Kabbalah. The Ksava Kabbalah says like this. Really the answer is, you're not supposed to take a Ned the Naziris. But if you're somebody who has big Taivas and big Yetzer Haras, for that person, taking a Nazir is a good thing. But really, the Naziris is supposed to train a person that he comes back to regular life and he shouldn't need the Naziris. The goal of the Naziris is a short-term fix to get yourself on a right path, on a right mahalach, that I don't need these excesses. A person finds himself going too excessive towards wine or towards holos or towards things, taivas, towards yetzaharas. So he takes, and that's the Ksavak Bala quotes of Ramah. Same Ramah. Lo yisagef atzmo b'tzom shememai b'melech shemayim v'lo yitzar gufo b'makos prushim k'medek tzvuim. Hashem's not upset if you drink wine in moderation. V'ameitiv libo bo l'fkoch sichlo batoro. You drink wine to help you learn better. Karmu chamer v'richni pikhin havul dar kechami keheker delemru. V'chein ein chavitz l'Hashem anod denaziris mitoch kas in b'nei beso. He's not happy if you're going to be no denaziris because you get angry. Oderach hagzama. You'll take upon yourself a naziris to like get at somebody as in a fight. Lo keinu. Rakayare pen yitzo yadichen lasos ra. A person who's afraid that his yitzar is going to grab him. For what's the verse? That's me. Anas olm. So he needs to lower his wine intake. Or from an ayayin about a godol. That's the right person. And then he says, that's why it says va'achar yishna anozer yayin. Same Ramah. Acha. What do you mean acha yishna anozer yayin? He's not a nozer anymore. He finished his naziris. What does it say va'achar yishna anozer yayin? Says the ksavak. Well, according to the Ramah, hanozer nosav ki'achoy malosim inazor and another ode. Hanazir Nosef, this word Nazir is extra. He's not a Nazir anymore. Omno. Kishahoysa Nazirosa Lahashem be'emes lachnia yitzro. If his Naziris was for the right reasons, then even after his Naziris, he's still a Nazir. What do you mean? Tishalah precious menatayvis bekinyin. Once you took 30 days or a year or 10 years to be magic yourself, to train yourself in a certain way, once you train yourself to the right attitude towards wine, to the right attitude towards Gashmias, you're still a Nazir. Even when you're done with the Naziris, Now you could be still called a Nazir. Tishor la priest and tires of kingdom. Gamachim los min Israel. Shosan yayin. Adayin to our Nazir zibavlo yoloyib goat ode. So I thought this was, as we're leaving Nazir, such an important lesson about the appropriate attitude towards Gashmis. Everything in balance. Everything in balance. Everything in moderation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to enjoy this world. He wants us to enjoy. He wants us to make a parnasa. He wants us to make brachos, to be zochet to the brachos of Gashmias, like we saw before. You make brachos, you appreciate when it comes from Hashem. If a person sees himself going too much, then you have to take upon yourself gedarim. Then you have to make certain gedarim if you see yourself going too much in a certain direction. But the real chatchila is to enjoy the world, to enjoy the world, to enjoy the Gashmias, to enjoy all of that while we can, and in the proper way, in moderation, like the Ramban, who says a person can be a novel b'shus ha-Torah. A person makes brachas and eats and eats and eats and eats a lot, or he drinks and drinks and drinks a lot. That's a novel b'shus ha-Torah. So, again, I can't thank everybody from the Chevra enough for being part of our special Daf Yomi group. Every person who comes adds such a chizik. Reuben from Harrisburg, tuning in all the time, adds such a chizik. Everybody who comes, especially those who come from far, Reb Zalman from West Orange, and people who come from so near and far to join our chevra. It's such a special group. It gives such chizik to everybody else. That's why I'm so amazed that all of us came out here and the Tinech chevra comes to us and we come to you. It's so special. So we thank everybody for coming. Now, normally you would say the Hajj now and do the thing, but I'm very chas on Rabbi Neuberger's time. Anybody who knows Rabbi Neuberger for more than 5 minutes knows Rabbi Neuberger's, knows that his time is every moment, every second is measured in being a servant of Klal Yisrael. So it's a great schuss for us that Rabbi Neuberger joined us. So before we do the singing and the Hadron, Bechavod, thank you so much, Rabbi Neuberger, for joining us. And if everyone could please give Rabbi Neuberger your attention for a few moments of chizik for the Chevra who learned Daf Yomi in memory of my father and memory of all the other people. So we thank Rabbi Neuberger very much for coming.
It's a great Kavod for me, first of all, to be in Emerson home. So much happens over here, so much happens for Torah, so much is Ereves, so much Ruach comes from this home, so it's a kavod to have the simcha over here and to be here and to participate in the siyum. As Rabbi Kamenetsky was saying, it brings together people from different places, and that you're mechabed us by how many bridges? 2-3 bridges of that wick, and so how much mesiras nefesh. And then to be able to participate in anything which is lechvod, your great father, Avdovna Kamenetsky, was still so much a part of the tzibur and so much missed in many, many, many circumstances. The one of the good things about asking anybody in the Rabbanus to speak in the Thursday before Shabbos HaGadol, it is going to be a short Rasha. They're good. And so I want to share with you an idea that I'm thinking of developing part of it in the Shabbos HaGadol to Rasha. And that is that when the Chacham says Ma'edus v'chukam mishpatim, so the Maharal points out that we should dwell for a moment on what this son is saying. He's saying he wants to know more. That's clear. But this person already has understood how to categorize halachas. He already knows there are different kinds of mitzvahs. He knows there are chukim, there's a mishpatim, there's an edus, something that relates you back to the previous events in Klal Yisrael history. He knows that in the observance of Pesach, the Korban Pesach, the Matzah, he knows, he's already figured out that there are some ideas, like the Maral says, the age of the lamb, that's a chok, and that an orel can participate, that's mishpat, and edus is full of things that connect us with the previous with the events of the original Shabbos HaGadol. So when this person sitting by the table, he's a very sophisticated Talmud Chacham already. He really gets it. So I was thinking the Maharal takes that to develop that the night is not a night of Yediyas, the night is not of Karas HaTov, night of a faith, of a Muna, not just information. But it occurred to me that when we respond to the Chacham and we say Afata Marlo, so one of the ideas which Mechanchim like to discuss is that we say you can know everything, you can know Kol HaTorah Kula, but if it doesn't leave a good time, then you haven't accomplished anything. So you have to teach people how to learn Gevaldig, but then how to have a Geshmak and then have a time to learning. So I was here just for a few minutes now, but I know Rabbi Kamenetsky for many, many years, so I know that the learning is Yediyas, it's Chukim and Mishpatim, but the geschmack, the excitement, the sweetness of the learning, and the choice of ideas, what to say, what not to say, how to say it. I just a few moments, and I had a lot of hana from the learning. That's the bracha of Ein Mavtir Nachar Pesach V'Komen. That's the importance of a siyum. But then I was thinking about something else. That perhaps what we're telling the Chacham is that there's a lot of excitement when you learn. And there's a lot of excitement when you begin, right? You begin Daf Yomi, every night you're going to begin Sota. That is, when you begin a Masech, there's a lot of excitement. Rabbi Prezantz used to say, after a major Siyum Hashas, he would say that Klal Yisrael is celebrating beginning Brochas every 7 years, but only Brochas. not much further. So, we're telling the Chacham, you learn tremendous. You learn Gevaldig, you learn with depth. It's important to take a moment out when you finish, after the night, and you did all the mitzvahs the night, and you did all the Torah the night, think for a moment, what did you just accomplish? Think for a moment out and say, then by the Afikomen, what was this night? And every family was differently. Some was great singing, great different Torah, great interaction, whatever it was. Take a moment out and think back and say, oh, what did we accomplish? Sometimes you go into the night thinking you'll accomplish high levels of Kedusha. It doesn't happen, but a lot gets accomplished. And now you finish a Masechta, it's important to dwell for a moment that you're ready way into Noshim, that you've been learning in all sorts of different situations, all different places. I heard Allentown, I heard West Orange, and the island, obviously, the headquarters. And then we're just one of the branches over here. So to just dwell for a moment, what it means to be around the table, what it means to be right before the Yom Tov Pesach, to have the presence of mind, to be able to have a siyum, to finish with a beginning of Masechta, the omkus of what it means to have nazirus. Just take a moment to dwell on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has provided for all of us, for all of you, to be able to, Baruch Hashem, the health, and the wherewithal every single day, and take a moment out. Hey, our Pesach may come, and they have to dwell from all the goodness that Baruch Hu has provided, and the inspiration that Baruch Hu provides, and the ability to learn day in and day out, and to accomplish. And Bezra Hashem, this will be a bracha not only for remembering what you learned, but continuing the next Masechta, and then continuing to learn. Because Baruch Hu's Shas over and over and over again become really Shasian. People who are comfortable with any different part of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And I'm grateful again for the opportunity to spend a few moments together. Karas HaTov for the day in and day out. Rigor to give a shir is a tremendous, tremendous shibud. It's a shibud of Kedusha, a shibud of great pleasure, but it's still it's a real achrayas. And we're all fortunate that you're the Baal HaChrayis over here. So, Shem Mazel Tov in the Siyum, and Yeshu Koichachem, and we'll continue to keep on learning and learning with the Kadosh Baruch Hu's great help and the Kadosh Baruch Hu's great encouragement.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you very much, Rebbe. We'll say the Ahadron. Everybody could join me. Everybody could join me. Let's say the Ahadron together. Right, I didn't forget anything, right? We got it all? Okay. We dive in the room, yeah. Hadron Allah, Meseches Nazir, Hadron Chalon, Daitan Allah, Meseches Nazir, Daitan Allah, Lo Nishnim Yonach, Meseches Nazir, Lo Tishnim Yonan, Abba, and David Lomo Hamad Asi, Hadron Allah, Meseches Nazir, Hadron Chalon, Daitan Allah, Meseches Nazir, Daitan Chalon, Lo Nishnim Yonach, Meseches Nazir, Lo Tishnim Yonan, Lo Abba, and David Lomo Hamad Asi, Hadron Allah, Meseches Nazir, Hadron Chalon, Daitan Allah, Meseches Nazir, Daitan Chalon, Lo Nishnim Yonach, Meseches Nazir, Lo Tishnim Yonan, Lo Abba, and David Lomo Hamad Asi. Here at some of Fanecha, the Nail Hino Lava Savior Shetay, Toros, Homon of Saint Bala Mazet, Saint Manalola Maba, Hanina Bar Papa, Rami Bar Papa, Nahman Bar Papa, Achoy Bar Papa, Abba Mori Bar Papa, Rafa Bar Papa, Rachi Bar Papa, Sukha Bar Papa, Adra Papa, Dora Bar Papa. Harev no other than the is to raise her a second with Fino, Fibio, some Kobes, Sovani, Kulano, and Nakhim, Setsainu. Setsay, I'm Kobes Israel, Kulano, Yode, Shemecha, Lomde, Sarasecha. May I write Hak Mim Sosaka Kilam Healy? Healy be some Mimbukakal Mano Yvosh. Lolon Lashkab Kudaki Yam Hisani, Borokato Adnai Lamdain Kukaka, Amen, 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 Celebrate. Mode by Nakhon Lanakan El Hill Lava Saint Yoshe, Samtoka came Yoshe Bissan Medrish, Losadokim Yoshe Kronos, Shonamashkim, Hemashkim, Onamashkim, Debe Torah, Rashkim Dorm Batalim, Onama Mail Mahilamil, Onama Mail Kabin Skar, Hamilam Kabin Skar, Onarots of Mahimrotsim. And what's a chayim above? Here's some v'ashach. Shemar tell him to redeem v'ashachas anchi doim rima leyechse yimei vadiyef takbach. You had some fanechan el high b'shem which has a time in Simon seches nazi. Kain taz rein haskel and seches sar machem and Simon. Lomo olami lishor olasas l'kayim is called every sabbat of seches biyavo zchus kol atanoim amaram and tamidi chacham. Yamaliu zari shlo tamashat torah mipi mipi zari v'zera zari ad olam. This is kayim bi b'shalecha chatan chosach b'shach b'chad tishmar alecha v'akitzosah hi tishichacha. Kivir Yamecha Yosif Khoshnach's Haim, Orch Yom Minam Smolosh of Chabod, and I always am more retained, and I know you're right, so Shalom. Is Gadalvi, is Gadash, Shmei Rabbah, Bomadu was in South of Achiyam Messiah, Lasaki Yasel Machai Ombul, when they carried the Yushle, Mosakle, Chalabi Gavay, the Makam Khono Kamanara, Lasom Khono Di Shmaya, Lasom Yamuk, Kotrabik of Maxim Yikore, Chayako, Nuviamecho, Nuvichay Kobesi, Israel, Bagalav is man Karibi, Miru, Amen. Eshmei, Rabab, Barak, Leolab, Lomeo, my eyes, Barak, Yishabak, Yisbar, Yisraman, Yisna say. Yisador, Yisalev, Yisalol, Shmei, the Kutchabrichu, Leila, Mikobu, Hassav, Shirasal, Tirasov, and Akamasad, Amiron, Yamavi, Romain. I you saw our Bam Altamade, I'll call them a day, some of the Valcom Mondos, Piraisa, Divasor, David Divahol, Sarvasar, Yehei, Lahon, Lahon, Shlomarab, Hinrichis, Rach, and Kanarich, and Zonarich, Kanam Kanarab, and Vishmayavi, Romain. Hey, Shalomarab, and Shimayav, and Lil, I'll call you Shabby, Romain. Shalom in Ramah, we ask Shalom Alein, while Koy Yisrael in Ramah. Mazel Tov! Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Simen Tov, Yeh, Lanu, Lekoy Yisrael. Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Simen Tov, Yeh, Lanu, Lekoy Yisrael. I sim it up, mazel tov, mazel tov, sim it up, yeah, under the call you so well. I sim it up, mazel tov, mazel tov, sim it up, yeah, under the call you so well. Yeah, 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 yeah
Shabbos Hashem Tevima Meshivas Nafei Toiras Hashem Tevima Toiras Hashem Tevima Toiras Hashem Tevima Meshivas Nafei Eidus Hashem Toiras Hashem to be mine, Toiras Hashem to be mine, Toiras Hashem to be mine, Toiras Hashem to be mine,
Okay. Thank you. So much. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, man. Hashem, nothing. Nothing in the books. Now we're on to Soto. Now we're on to Soto.
I got up still prepared today. Actually, I'm prepared today. We should bring a sota and start sota. I got it. Nebuch, you know, I follow the Nebuch. One of his guy used to live in Teaneck was Nifter. I don't know how he conducted a siyum tonight in Chicago doing a siyum. One of his big guys passed away. Terrible. I live in Teaneck.
Mandelbrand, right?
What?
There inside?
Yeah, Mandelbrand. He lived on Bromley. My brother was very close to him. Okay, we're gonna. Mom, thanks so much for coming, Mom.
My pleasure.
Thanks for coming. It's way past my mom's bedtime.
This is true.
Okay.
It was. How are you? What's going on?
Tzvika, you got the Rabbi's mother and sweatshirt?
If I do it,
Rabbi's Mark Aleppo.